Hey guys, it's Callie here. So, I know that I was supposed to start with the country today, and I'm so sorry if everyone was excited, but my sister had to hold off for a little bit, so we'll be starting. I have just decided that I'm going to do two more to get to 20 rides for season two, and on next Thursday, so in a week, I will be doing, the countries with my sister. So I'm so excited about this, the countries season, because my sister knows a lot about this stuff. But also, mostly, that is why I, it's a little late. It's 8:30. I didn't realize that. Okay, so, this ride, I'm just gonna explain it. I want you guys to see if you can guess it. This ride is a very realistic ride. It's kind of a ride that has a long line if you don't have fast passes. It's a very popular ride, which you can kind of tell when I said you need fast passes. You go through a boat, and you see a lot of animatronics. And there's a lot of bullets and a lot of just guys hanging out. If you can guess what this is, that is amazing. But this is Pirates of the Caribbean. This is an amazing ride. I love this ride. This ride is so realistic. It's amazing. Like, the animatronics are like when you see them, you're like, wow. Like, you think it's an actual person. Now, I think if I heard correctly from my sister, for Halloween, if you go there, the animatronics are actually people, which I think is so cool. But let me read this for this amazing ride. Quite simply, this is one of the very best of the Magic Kingdom's classic adventures. The beloved 10-minute cruise in a Disneyland original added to Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom in slightly revised form. Due to popular demand, here, guests board a small boat and set sail for a series of scenes showing the pirate raid on a Caribbean island town, dodging cannon fire and weathering one small though luggage, watery dip along the way. They're seating donkeys, plaster pigs, and marching miscreants. I don't know what that is either. Sorry. The observant may know a few familiar Rapscallion residents. Beloved Scallywag, Captain Jack Sparrow, has dropped anchor here as his nemesis, Captain Barbossa, and there's Captain Barbossa, and there's soon to be a new pirate in town. Following an extensive ride refurbishment in 2018, the famous redhead and longtime resident of the attraction joined forces with the local marauders, hopes to help the townspeople unload their valuables to the Maricota auction. While it may not be the world's most politically correct attraction, the rendition of Yo-Ho, Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me, the catchy theme song, sorry, I do not have a good voice, makes the somewhat unsavory scenario into something that comes across as a good fun. And yes, this is an attraction that inspired the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, which in turn inspired the attraction. One more paragraph. I'm sorry if this is too long, but I can't leave out this last paragraph. With the rivers of America lapping at its borders and Big Thunder Mountain rising from the resistance, the recreation of American frontier economic passes. What am I reading? I think that was the last one. Wait, what? I'm so sorry. That was all of it. I'm so sorry. I was reading the Frontierland theme. So, this is an amazing ride. So entertaining. Like, it's kind of like you're going through the story of, like, you know how it said there's a new pirate in town, stuff like that. That story, like, it literally feels like you're going through that story. If you've ever rode the Great Movie Ride, which currently and always is not going to be a ride there anymore, unfortunately, but they did replace it with a Mickey and Minnie's runway, I think, railroad, I think is what it is. I have not rode it yet, but ridden it. Okay, I'm sorry. Obviously, I'm not good at grammar, but I try. But this is an amazing ride, and I definitely recommend it, and I'm really excited to ride that one, Mickey and Minnie's Runway Railroad. Sorry. Okay, I'm weird. Okay, so, I just wanted to tell you guys something. So, I was thinking that a lot of times podcasts have editing, they have more of the music stuff, way more of the fancy stuff. See, I'm not like that. And, yes, I'm not as techy, I guess you could say. So, I don't really know, like, I know how to do that, but I'm not perfect at it. But what I want you guys to know is that I like doing podcasts without, like, editing stuff out and stuff, because it's very, I feel like it kind of just gives the courage to people that, like, they don't, like, it's okay of what you think of me. Like, I don't care if I want, blah, 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 and did weird stuff. I don't really care about that. Like, obviously, I don't want you guys to think I'm weird, but I just want you guys to say that if you don't really like me editing it, that is why I don't edit it. If you don't like me not editing it, that is why I don't. Because I just like to kind of, you know, like, let you guys see, like, what it's really like. And that you don't have to really change everything. And you can just let everything out and your words and stuff. And it's okay if you mess up. So, yeah. Sorry, that was, like, a little lesson there. I've decided for every, podcast that I'm gonna do, at the end, I'm gonna, like, describe, like, an attraction, and I'm gonna see who can be the first one to, send me a video message, or, like, a voice message on, Anchor app, and, I'm gonna see who's the first one that can do that. So, I'm just gonna flip to a random attraction in the book, and I'm gonna try to describe it the best I can. So, this ride is a very, very unusual ride. You see a lot of things. You also smell a lot of things. And you go high up into the air. And it's basically like you're going around the world. So, that's mine. And I want to see who can get that. So, if you get that, you get a shout out. And also, whoever gets that, I'll have to think of another theme that you can get. I actually think that this ride I'm going to do on Tuesday. Because I realized I did not do it. And it's an amazing ride. So, if anyone can guess this, I love that. I'll give you guys a shout out, and I also will maybe you can be on my podcast or something like that. That'd be awesome. So, please voice message me what you think it is. I hope you guys like this episode, and, yes, like I said, that secret one, I guess you could say, is the one that I'll be doing next. So, bye, guys. I hope you like this episode, and I will say again, I definitely recommend Pirates of the Caribbean.